human spirits. But who are these? Are they something who are familiar to us or not? Can these things really hurt us? Are they out to get us, or are they going to maybe use us? Episode 307, The Real Hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Every single one of you, I'm glad to see you, glad that you're here. I sure am. And we will say it again, bonsoir, or shalom to you. Well, I hope everything is fine with you. I hope everything is going along well. If it isn't, well, it should. It should. And this one, the human spirits, is another one. It is most challenging. And I can guarantee you, y'all could be guaranteed, you will find out something today you did not know. The human spirits are an interesting subject, but I tell you what, let's not start now, but begin in a few minutes. So I'll start off with a message. Now you hear me? Now don't go away, but we will be right back.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing.
Well, one thing about the human spirits, there's one thing. These spirits are human. Now, you remember that. They belong to people. Human beings have these spirits. They aren't spirits just out there floating around doing something, whatever. These are human spirits. Now, when we ask about human spirits, we're wondering, well, what are they? These are the spirits of people who have died. Yes, the spirit of someone who's dead, who has died. Now, there's nothing wrong with dying, you know. There is nothing wrong with dying because we all will do it. We all will die. There's nothing to it. It's just as natural as being born. It's just as natural as breathing some air. You will die. And then you'll become a spirit. You will be a human spirit. A spirit of a man, one of the creatures that God has made. Yep, God made men. God made men. And the spirit will continue to live. I don't know if you ever thought of that. When you're a spirit, you are immortal. You are immortal. What does that mean? You will never die. Never die. You will always be alive. Now, you might be alive as a human being or alive as a spirit, but you're still alive. Human spirit. Remain that. There is one thing which they always will be, and that is a human spirit. Now, they could be something else. They could go somewhere and come back something else, but still, they are human spirits. They are the spirits of human beings. Now, are they something who are familiar to us or not? Yes, they are familiar to us. Why? Because they are the same thing we are. We are the same thing that they are. They know us. Yeah, they know you. They know what you want. They know what you like. They know what you dislike. They know everything about you that they need to know. And there's nothing wrong with that, because in the spirit realm, all information is out in the open. It's some things people aren't even interested in. But so are the other spirits. If you might be embarrassed by something in the spirit realm, then another spirit is represented by something else. You know, or just outdone by it. You see, in the spirit realm, it is nothing. They are familiar to you. They are familiar with you. They know everything about you. How do they know it? They can see it. They know everything you have done. Everything. Be it good, be it bad, be it ugly. They know what you've done. See, you cannot hide in the spirit realm. You cannot hide yourself. There are some that want to pull a masquerade, but you can't. There are some that want to look like something else, but you can't. There are some that want to act a certain way, but what, you know what? They can't. You can only be who and what you are. There are there those which attempt to hurt you, which fly off, which try to do all types of bad things to you. But you know something? They cannot do it. One spirit cannot hurt another spirit. Spirits do not hurt one another. They cannot. Now, I know there are some people that teach that this spirit is bad, it's powerful, so, but a spirit cannot hurt another spirit. The only thing it can do, only thing it can do is make a lot of noise. A whole lot of flim-flam. That's all it can do. Now, what it can do is it can make a human being afraid. Now, why is that? Because although we have human spirits, we have a physical body. And the physical body, can take on certain forms to protect itself. See, the human body is frail, and people want to protect it. They hide, you know. When it's cold out, they get warm. You know, whatever is going on, they try to protect it. But in the spirit, it means nothing. So you see, in the spirit, although a person is loud or boisterous or very threatening, he can do nothing. There are other spirits which do what? Laugh at him. They laugh at him, which causes that spirit to run away from individuals and to go somewhere alone. You know, somewhere lonely, somewhere dark, somewhere secluded. Why? Because he cannot stand for the individual laughing at him. Yeah, spirits have a bunch of humor. They cannot stand other spirits doing things, you know, around them. And these spirits which do the things are doing them because, I'll tell you secretly, they wish they were something. They wish they were somebody. But in the spirit realm, you are nothing. You are just like everyone else. So when a person dies, if he was boisterous and loud when he lived, He'll be boisterous and alive now that he's dead. Unless he changes. If he would kill people when he was alive, then he goes around trying to kill people now that he's dead. But he can't do it. He can't do it. And so what do the spirits do? They get away from him. They leave him alone. They laugh at him. Because they know there's nothing he can do. So what happens is that spirit becomes isolated. Now, that is the trick with shadow people. You never see a shadow person with somebody else. It's always off and alone. It always appears in, guess what, a corner. A corner where different things cannot come to it. Or it always appears, you know, in something dark. Where it's dark at. Where you cannot be seen. Now, that is what a shadow person does. Because he is what? He's afraid. He cannot do what the other people do. He can't do anything. Now, he can make the living afraid. Yeah, he can do that. And that is done by simply the living people do not understand that there is nothing. You know, people say, well, okay, Papa. Yeah, well, they can hurt you. They can do this to you. They can choke you. They can do this. No, they can't. No, they can't. That is all in the person's mind. The person's mind gives this dead spirit power over their body. And they will use it. But there's one thing about it. One thing you can't forget. Ain't nobody ever been killed by a shadow person. No one has been killed or destroyed by a shadow person. It seems like they take a person and they'll get on them and they'll hurt them as long as they can. But at the end, they let them go. Why? Because their spirit cannot do nothing to another human spirit. See, human spirits are very powerful. They're very powerful. They're very powerful. You cannot kill another spirit. How can you kill it? How can you kill something which won't die? Now, the body might have different ways and means or coming and going, but the spirit cannot die. So the shadow people always suppose this. Now, when they attack a person, when they scratch a person, when they beat a person, when they do anything to a person, it is because the person believes they can. They give that shadow person charge over that part of their body. You look at some of the places, these things, they scratch somebody. And when they scratch them, they always scratch them someplace where it's not seen. Like on the arm, or on the back, or on the neck. Those places are places that that shadow person can only go up to the person and touch them. And that is because they give them the power to. They give them the power to. If you believe that you will not be scratched, you won't be. If you believe that you will not be punched, you won't be. If you believe that you will not be choked, you will be. You won't be. But if you do believe them, those things will happen. The human body is aware of so many things. It's aware of so many things. Don't you know that if it could hurt somebody, how come it didn't pick them up and throw them all over or just beat them up because it wanted to hurt them? How come? How come it didn't? The only time when it can do something is when somebody lets it or gives it the power to do something to them. They cannot do anything on their own. Now, there's another thing that seems to shock them or so, and that is what? Electricity. Electricity shocks them. They have to go. Well, what is that? That is because the spirit is what? An electrical current. It's just a free electrical current. And they can't stand other currents which are directed or controlled. So, you know, a TV, a radio, or even more, a microwave will scare them off. They cannot take it. They will go away. Because a spirit is made up of, I'll just say, made up of electricity, electrical current. Therefore, the shadow people, now they are people. I got to admit that they are people, and they do exist. They have nothing which they can control you with, which is why they're all black. They got on black cape or black hat and all that. You know, I even read once where they were asking, why do they wear caps, these big hats or so? Why are they wearing them? People were saying, well, there's something wrong with their head. Either their head is misshapen or something, and then they have to cover it or something. They don't want it to be, you know, out. Well, I look at it this way. If that is so, why not have it uncovered? Something which will scare you even more. See, the body of the shadow people is something which is very, 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 very misshapen or unknown. It's very misshapen. The people who are shadow people are, first of all, they don't have a body. They don't have one. They don't have arms. They don't have legs. They don't have a body. They don't have nothing to put a cape on. They don't have nothing to put a hat on. Why? Because remember yesterday, a spirit is an orb. It's an orb of light. Well, light, electrical energy, but it is a round ball. And this big thing thought of or programmed as a shadow person is just a big, big, phony looking thing. Because what is the real shadow person? The real shadow person is the ball inside of it. And the hat on his head just covers where it's at. That's all. It covers where it's at. If the ball were exposed, then the shadow person would go away. Which is why shadow persons go come out of a closet or on the bed or something like that, and they stay still. They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. See, the shadow person is the biggest conspiracy, the biggest hoopla that these spirits can show. They don't do anything. And I mean anything. They are nothing. You see, the shadow would look like something, but it doesn't do anything. It isn't, it's nothing. Which is why certain shadow people have a body and certain don't. The ones that do know how to shape one, sort of. And the ones that don't know how to. But each one is trying their damnedest to scare you with it. They're trying their utmost impossible best to utmost scare you, scare the life out of you. And that is the reason why. That's the reason why. The next question, which is, are they out to get us or are they going to maybe use us? The thing of the shadow people is they are going to use us if we let them. But if we don't let them, then they are out to get us. And how do they get us? By making us scared. Making us afraid of them. Having us hide from them or duck from them or worship them. Just going through it. Because they can use us. But the shadow person has nothing that he can do. Nothing that he can do. With the shadow person, he usually appears in a corner or something where it's, now listen, where it is dark. Where it is dark. Why? Because it needs the darkness to form what it is, to form the light. Well, I can't say light, to form their body. It needs the dark. It needs it, you know, more than you really do. See, the dark is something which it borrows. Yeah, it borrows it. Because remember, the true person is a small orb of light. So what it does is it tries to look like darkness. But in order to do that, it must take on the form of darkness. You can't see it. You can't see it. Now, some shadow people have red eyes or yellow eyes. And then people wonder about that. Why do they have red and yellow eyes? The red eyes mean it's evil. Ooh, the yellow eyes mean it's real evil. Ooh. All those things are projections from the person inside. See, the shadow person is nothing more than a mirage. You are seeing what he has pervaded, what it is that he has shown. It's nothing. And the yellow and red eyes are part of its costume. Yeah, part of its costume. Those things have nothing to do. They have nothing to do with you or with who you are. The only thing that they do is use fear. And there's one thing human beings should know, that there is nothing to fear except fear itself. You can make them run away. You can make them get away from you. And the way, first of all, turn on light. Which is why so many times, they jiggle the light. Or they wiggle it. With the lights, they make them go off and on. And what that is a trick. That's an electrical trick by the entity. What they do is find out what can jerk off the lights. And what do? They jerk it off. They jerk it off. Lights aren't that hard to get rid of. All you have to do is find the main power switch. That's all. Find the main power switch. and jiggle it, work with it until it goes off, which is why you always see them, you know, going off and on, off and on, off and on, and all of a sudden, bam, they off. They're going off and on because he's trying to find out how to work it. But when they do go off, you can be assured they find out how to turn off the lights. And when the lights go off, what happens? Most people become afraid. You see, most people don't understand that what they, you know, what you get afraid of is nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Now, with the shadow people, now, the only thing it is, it's a small round orb, a small round spirit is inside of it. That's right. And all the black that you see is a disguise. There is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You're not crazy. And the best thing for them is to keep a light going or something electrical. Like the TV on all night or a radio going on all night. Keep them going. Because he will run away, well, he or she will run away from an electrical appliance. They don't like them. Oh, yeah, they are afraid of them. They are afraid of them. Therefore, you keep them going with you. And with shadow people, you don't have nothing to worry about. Because the only thing it's doing, it's like it's keeping on a uniform. That's all. That's what its black body is. That's what it is. It is just a form. Remember, the real person is an orb of light. In fact, every spirit is an orb of light. Every spirit. The body that you see is an illusion. It's an orb of light. It's an orb of light. And one thing you can be sure of, that orb of light cannot do anything to you who is an orb of light. Nothing. It can do nothing. It can do nothing. So all the things you see, when you see them hurting people and all that, those are just human spirits. They're human spirits. All those, you know, there's one demon that they call, they say that the demon is Zozo. And all it is a human spirit, which goes by Zozo. Some say the devil appeared. No, the devil did not. That's a human spirit that calls itself the devil. Okay, what about Ouija boards? What about Ouija? Well, now, Ouijas are something else. A Ouija board is something else. But only a human spirit appears through a Ouija. When a Ouija does something, it is a human spirit doing it. It ain't no demon. It is a human spirit. But the human spirit has become very powerful. Yeah, they become very powerful. You know, in fact, there are really whole cadres of spirits that call itself the devil. Yeah, that call itself the devil and that go to and use it. There are whole cadres of it, which call itself Zozo and use it. Each one of those spirits are not a true spirit. Well, I'll take that back. They are not the spirit. Why? Because those spirits are demons. And why would a demon come and bother you playing with a Ouija board? Why would it? Why would it? It wouldn't do it. Now, I hold you something. I'll tell you something. If a demon can show up with a Ouija board, why can't an angel? Has anybody ever seen an angel do it? No. Why? Because the spirits are human spirits, and they came to fool the people that are there. Boy, I wish we could hear what's going on. I bet you they are laughing. They are laughing at human beings, that human beings could be scared of them. That's all. The Ouija board is the same thing anybody else ever thought of. One thing, spirits do manifest themselves. Oh, yeah. They manifest themselves through the Ouija board. Why? Because they're human spirits. Human spirits. And human spirits have no control over what other human spirits. And that's the best thing about them. Yes, that is the best thing. They can do nothing to you or me or anyone else.
Don't miss Papa Says Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, the Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Let's play a few, just a little bit of music, and then we'll be back, okay?
Thank you.
Well, I do wish you to have a lovely time, a lovely night for you. But, hey, you know what? I would just wish some of you would get in touch with me. Get in touch with me by email. That's Papa Say, PAPACE, at mail, MAIL, .com. Papa Say, PAPACE, at mail, MAIL, .com. And I want you to tell me, what do you think of this program? Yeah, just what do you think? What do you think of this program? Now, it's a lot of things we're doing. We're doing things a lot different, a whole lot. If you want more reading, then say you want more reading. If you want more teaching, say you want more teaching. Or if you don't, you know, I don't want teaching. I just want reading. Just put it down and let me know. Now, that's Papa Say, PAPACE, at mail.com. Now, I'll be looking for your post today or tomorrow, if you can do it. And, you know, I do appreciate you, and I do want it. Yes, I do. Now, watch all the signs, because readers and psychics can only see. But the real hoodoo will get and keep you free. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. Now, this is Papa Say wishing you a good night, a great week, and a fantastic love ride. And above all, I want to tell you, goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.